Some gorgeous weather after our weekend soaking and some severe weather, but much needed rainfall, that's for sure. We dry out now, and today, after a beautiful day yesterday, will be again nice today with a nice cool start early in the morning, warm temperatures in the afternoon, but not unseasonable, and humidity that's still very comfortable. I know, our days are numbered with this kind of weather, right? But we reached the low 80s this afternoon. An onshore wind off the cool Atlantic will keep temperatures in the 70s at the beaches, but it's looking really nice. You can open up the windows yet again tonight. We drop into the upper 50s, and then mostly sunny and mild tomorrow. We are warming a few degrees each day. We'll be into the mid-80s tomorrow, and then that sets us up for a pretty hot Thursday when our afternoon highs top out near 90 degrees. Winds come out of the south and southwest, so even the beaches will get well into the 80s on Thursday. That's the warmest day of the week, and it's ahead of our next cold front, which is slated to move through the area Friday night, and ahead of that, some scattered showers and thunderstorms for Friday afternoon and evening. It's looking right now like this system is fairly progressive, moving right along, in other words, which will likely limit the rainfall amounts some. And while I can't rule out a few strong storms, given the timing coming through late afternoon and evening, peak of the heating on Friday, I don't expect there to be widespread severe weather, but it's something we'll keep a close eye on. The good news is that cold front should slide on out of here by late Friday night, which would open up the door for a nice start to the weekend, at least on Saturday, with partly sunny skies, cooler temperatures, and lower humidity. Thursday, of course, big day in Jacksonville as it's draft night, right? We've got all kinds of picks in the upcoming draft. And if you're having an outdoor draft party, perhaps Thursday evening, well, it's very warm in the afternoon, but it'll drop off nicely through the 80s and 70s during the evening under fair to partly cloudy skies. Should be very nice. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.